Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Find that out very, very, very shortly. They make IDM, intelligent dance music. They make ambient, experimental, electronic music. They've got a song that's going to come out very soon called NX.O, which we'll be talking about at length here on today's program. We're doing the soft launch. We have Havening joining us over Zoom. Good morning to you, Havening. How are we?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty chill, man. I had a big night on Saturday, and so yesterday a bit hungover. Today, doing much better. Feeling good. Yeah. Oh,
nice. Get some Powerade.
Honestly, I just have water and a sandwich and dinner, and I think that seems to do me pretty well, eh? I'm not a big fan of Powerade. What are your like hangover fixes?
Well, I can't say I like drink because it makes me drunk and it's a little bit too much. But I think I would have like a pie and a like thick shake.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I think the pie is a very Kiwi solution there.
Yeah, mince and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, man, Jimmy's pie. The holidays have just come and gone. What did you get up to in the festive season?
Oh, pretty chill, actually. I live in the Kapiti Coast of Wellington, and so there's a lot to do here. Just like hang around the beach, and there's a river that I really love going to. Finish off the song and worked. I worked through the holidays because it's quite a busy time for my business. So, just hang out with my daughter. And it's really cute because she's six, so Christmas is a big deal. So that was really fun.
Oh, that sounds so wholesome, man. That sounds super wholesome. I read somewhere that you were originally from Otipoti, Dunedin / Nelson. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was born in Nelson. Kind of travelled around like gypsies, to be honest. And then moved to Otipoti when I was about 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to school there, so I grew up. That's probably where, that's more where I grew up. Can't remember a lot of Nelson.
So are your family still based in Otipoti? Are they around the place?
No, everyone left there.
True. How come they were moving all the time, if I might ask?
Well, my mum is a Sagittarius, so that answers any...
No, fair enough.
It kind of sums it up.
That's bloody sad for Sagittariuses. This new track, NX.O, is the first release since December 2024. From my maths, that's like a year and 2-ish months. Since then, you've started a business. You're also a mum, and so I imagine that you've been pretty preoccupied.
Yeah. I didn't mean to start a business. It just kind of happened, and before that it was quite nice because I was just able to be a mum and make music. Mm-hmm. I put Wavelengths of Light out just because I just started making music like in the last couple of years. I'm not a musician. I just like pushing buttons and I like complicated things mm-hmm. that are, you know, able to hyperfix on. And so I made Wavelengths of Light, put that out. And then I did Moonshine, which was like kind of like a spooky, ghosty song. And then a remix for someone. But since, I've just kind of been working. Running a business is full on, man.
Yeah, dude. It's nuts. I mean, not that I've done it, but my dad runs a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, what kind of business do you run?
I am a psychic medium, so I do all the woo-woo stuff.
Fair enough. Is there quite a lot of appetite for that in Aotearoa?
There is a lot of my clients are international.
True.
So,
Are you doing readings over Zoom?
Such, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Crack up. What's it like doing one over Zoom? Does it feel as, like, authentic or organic?
It makes no difference if you're, like, sitting in front of me and I'm holding your hand, staring in your eyes, or whether you're in, I don't know, Abu Dhabi. It makes no difference. It's energy. So.
Yeah. True. Oh, that's nuts, man. That's nuts. I love that. That's awesome. I read that your sort of music making process is to try and get out of your own way a little bit, detach and let whatever needs to come out. Do you have any kind of like rituals on how to get in that headspace?
No. So I like to just get my laptop and get into my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And have no one else around.
Mm-hmm.
And just like have my coffee so I don't have to move for the next 4 hours.
And you just lock in.
Somewhere cozy, somewhere safe, somewhere hydrated. And yeah, so there's that. I really like going on swings. So that's probably something like if I've got some whip that I've, or like I've got some ideas, I open my computer and make stuff. There's no, I'm going to make something like this. I'm going to use these techniques. I've tried to watch YouTube videos, but I just can't, it's too boring. I just want to, I haven't learned anything properly, man.
Yeah, no, you're autodidactical.
I just make it and push the buttons until it sounds cool. Mm-hmm. And there's probably musicians absolutely fuming at me right now. But you know, this is why I just make weird music that is never going to be played on the you know. It's not popular music what I make, and I don't care about that. But anyway, so I go make something and then I'll go on a swing, okay?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I really like swinging.
Hell
I
yeah.
have since I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's probably my like meditation.
Awesome.
And that's where stuff like ideas come through.
That's so cool. Do you jump off the swing or are you content to just ride out the momentum?
When I want to hop off.
Yeah. Do you like jump off like at the peak of the arc?
I do.
Nice. Are your legs okay?
I usually have a bag on, so it has to be a very coordinated, hold all my stuff, get, you know, and as long as my shoes haven't fallen off in the process of swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This may be tangential, but is your daughter also a big fan of swings?
She started to because she was a little bit too young to get into it, but we have started going on it together just this summer, and it is really, really fun. It's super cute.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Because the swings that I have, they're made in at my local park. They're in a circle,
mm-hmm.
so we can look opposite each other.
Aww.
In the swing together. So cute.
That's adorable, man. That's so sweet. I want to get back to talking about your music making. You mentioned it's kind of a bit random, a bit chaotic. But I read that you like to build out your drum sequences, your melodies, different sounds, kind of all overlapping each other. And I noticed that the drums on this track, NX.O, don't really kick in until the first minute. And so I guess I want to know, you know, what did you start out with on the song? Do you start off with those kind of like chiptune-y keys, that real like ambient synth? Like what did you kind of build the track up from?
I can't remember.
Fair enough.
But I know that the drums were probably like placeholder drums as I like made the song, and then I went in and made and changed the drums and then chopped them up and, you know, did all the other stuff. So drums is usually somewhat of the last process because I want to make them really good, so I want to have everything else sussed out first.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I actually remember the very first thing I did was there's I don't know. I'm getting songs mixed up, but yeah, sorry, not much.
No, you're good. You're good. I was wondering, like, do you do a lot of refining or editing once you've kind of got everything out on the table, or are you usually like, that's the first time I've run that through, it sounds really good, I'm just going to keep it the way it is?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely both.
Mm.
So some things I will make on a first go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll just have the track going and then I might like do a melody over top as like a, this could be something like this, and I'll just see what the synth sounds like. And I'll be like, let's see what this sounds like, and then I'll just use it. Or maybe change a few of the notes. But most of the time, the mixing takes the longest. So that's a lot of refining the synths and the sounds and the EQ and the drums and everything. So even though that may not be changing the structure, the sounds, refining the sounds so that they don't sound bad, because I really like using things like echoes and delays and reverbs, and it all just ends up like a mess. So then I have to reel it all back in.
If I were to liken it to anything, I'd liken it to an intertidal pool. You know, it's full of random little things that are like flexing and then releasing. They've got like anemones, you got starfish, you got a whole different variety of little things kind of popping off that make this one holistic picture. And so I do imagine that the mastering takes a while, because on this track you can listen to it in a quiet room somewhere, and you will always find new textures listening over. Like it's really quite something.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's cool that you brought up like a little bit of a sea theme, because I think that when with this song, it did feel like it's some kind of ocean feeling. And the start of it, I really felt like, and I didn't do this intentionally, this is me like interpreting it afterwards, is that it felt like sitting on a beach in the sun when it's like a hot sunny day, and the like glisten, the kind of like glare of the sun reflecting on the everything.
Yeah.
And I could definitely see some sea animals in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's very bright, very kind of hazy and ethereal, you know.
Cool.
Definitely a vibe.
I'm glad you like it.
Of course, man. Just like your tunes, your aesthetic is full of glitchy textures and distortions, especially like the sort of like the glossy, reflective metallic liquid which forms the cover art for this track. Do you make your own visuals as well?
I usually do. This is the first time I haven't.
Oh, true.
Which is basically because it just takes ages, because I'm not I'm like beginner on touch designer and you know, visuals, and I wanted something better than what I could make in the time that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So the cover and the video is made by someone called Raul Visuals, and I saw a video of his on Instagram, and I was just like, oh shit, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I just messaged him and I was like, hey, I'm a no one, but can you make me a video? And he was like, yep. Well, no, actually he was like, can I hear the song first?
Oh, and then
so that, I guess that was my audition. But all the other stuff I just made kind of on Touch Designer or Photoshop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you got like a really, really consistent aesthetic. I really like the picture for Sun Freckle. It's like just someone in like kind of wilderness setting on like a rocky river, and their face is just kind of like really distorted. And yeah, it's really funny. It's a really, really funny photo, that one.
That's me.
That's crack up. That's so good. So is NXO a premonition of things to come? Are we going to have an EP or an album that comes out this year?
Oh, I would love to. It just really depends on if I can manage all the different bits of life, to be honest.
Mm.
So I want to make new music. I've got songs that I want to work on. So let's see how much sleep I can get and how much I can get done in the day.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe you just go out to the swing more often.
Yeah, well, yeah. The thing is, if I can earn enough money, then I can have that to tide me over to make music.
Mm.
So
that's the goal.
Just kind of like bang out a bunch of work and then glide for a bit.
Mean. Well, I hope to see some kind of project from you this year. All the best for your business and all the best for 2026. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations you want to leave our lovely listeners with?
Thank you for supporting my music. My song releases everywhere on Thursday, so you can check that out. You can follow me on Instagram and vote for me on your beautiful top 11, is it?
Yep, that's ours, yeah.
Yep, and thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on your show as well. And all the best down in Aussie Pussy. Hope it's treating you well. Get out to the beaches. The summer.
Hell yeah, man. I need to go to the beach sometime. I've not been to the beach in a very long time. It needs to happen. And we're spoiled for choice down here as well. We've got so many good beaches.
It's the best beaches.
Yeah.
Definitely the best beaches.
It's great. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Havening. I really appreciate it. Take care, man.
Okay, bye.
Take care. All right, folks, that was Havening. We're having a chat with them about their latest track, NX.O, which drops this Thursday. We're very thankfully able to play it out here on Breakfast for You. Here is Havening with NX.O. We'll have Kai Time after this. Take care, folks.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.